Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 110. I had to think on that one. 110. And today is going to be about letting go of generalizations, letting go of labels. I absolutely hate labels. And for the longest time, I avoided kind of just taking ownership of any labels. Like, I don't even like the label Mexican American. And I'm going to tell you why. And really, like, the whole label thing started with, like, Hispanic, because Hispanic is a made-up word that was done for the U.S. Census, and it really doesn't mean anything. It has nothing to do. It's like, it doesn't even make sense. The label doesn't cover every single person that it should because of whatever. And I'm going to share with y'all why you need to let go of generalizations and labels so that you can become the super manifester you were meant to become. Labels and generalizations limit you. If you are buying into generalizations such as I am smart, or I am dumb, or I'm not good at money, or, you know, so-and-so is so much better at money than I am, or they are just lucky, generalizations will help you stay small. So take a moment to think about any generalizations that are coming up as I'm talking, and jot them down. Jot them down, because those are the first ones that you need to work on letting go. And generalizations come from everywhere. You know, I'm not going to say that I probably haven't said a generalization. I probably have, and I probably will continue at some point. But it's important to know when something is a generalization. I get so triggered when I see somebody making a generalization in social media. And this is why I always say, you know, you are the person that knows yourself best, and you can decide what works for you and what doesn't work. And that's how you tune in into your intuition. And that is how you become a super manifester. But if you are allowing people's generalizations and labels to confine you, then you cannot become the super manifester that you want to become. It's really that simple. And, you know, when's the last time you heard someone talking about that? I've never heard that myself. I actually just started thinking about it on my walk, because I am doing more intentional manifesting routines and more manifesting daily habits. And so it's the afternoon time. I decided to go take a walk. I decided not to tell myself, oh, it's already too late. I already have to go pick up my son. I said, no, it's going to take me no more than 10 minutes to go do my little walk and just think. I don't listen to any music during this time, because it's meant to be just a time to walk, move my body, and see what comes in. And I saw something somewhere, and I saw a generalization, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to share about this. And I was just going to do an Instagram story, but decided to do an episode instead on the importance of letting go of generalizations and labels, because labels and generalizations are limiting you. They are keeping you small. And so this is why I started off with, I do not like the label Mexican American. I am very proud that I come from Mexican heritage. But when we take labels such as Mexican American, we are also calling ourselves other. Do you think white people call themselves Anglo-Americans or white Americans or Italian Americans or Irish, whatever their heritage is? No, they just say American. And they probably don't even say American in reality. We minorities have been taught to buy into these labels. And the only reason is for identification, to be labeled as other. You know, if someone asks you, what are you? You're a human being. You are not a label of some sort that categorizes your race. And you can answer that question however you want the next time someone asks you, what are you? So this is why I do not like the label of Mexican American. There's nothing wrong. I've used it before. I've called myself a Mexican American. I've put it into descriptions. There's nothing wrong with the label, as long as you put the intention behind the label. I put it in things so that people can know and identify with my heritage, so that if they are interested in working with a Latina who is Mexican-American, and I also list first generation, they know that I understand the issues and problems of someone who is a Mexican-American by heritage and a first generation. Right? Second, third, fourth, they all have different understandings of the world. You know, my son is a second generation American on my side and a little mixed on my husband's side. And it's been interesting because he doesn't always recognize that he is, or he comes from, right? I got to change my language sometimes too, that he comes from Mexican heritage. And he will say like, well, I'm not Mexican because I don't speak Spanish. And, you know, trying to get him to understand, well, that isn't what categorizes that either. But it really helps to see that we decide the labels we choose, right? And he's obviously only 8 and understanding the world and all of these different things. And he doesn't necessarily identify himself as being Mexican for the reasons he's made up on his own. And I don't really try to have too much dialogue with him about it because he's still very little. And, you know, he may want to identify as Mexican American later, or he may not, you know, that's up to him. And I want you to decide what identifiers feel good to you and you have an intention behind them. Because if you are not taking ownership of any label that is placed on you or that you place on yourself, you are allowing those vibrations to be placed onto you. And what I mean by vibrations is everything has a vibration. Last episode I just talked about was all about vibration. Words have vibration. Words have meaning, and those meanings have vibrations. So if I label someone as being depressed, then that is a vibration, right? It's not necessarily a high vibration either. Someone's depressed, it's a lower vibration. If someone is happy, it's a higher vibration. If someone is in love, it's a higher vibration. If someone is in peace or has peace, that's a higher vibration. This is why it's so important that you decide the labels for yourself. So start identifying the generalizations that are keeping you small. And these can be things like, well, people in my community don't make over 6 figures, or I've never seen anybody in my community or family own a home, or my family is just always been bad with money, or we don't own cars, we don't own things, like whatever generalization, whatever family norm that you have held on to, it is time that you start to let that go, because that is placing a vibration on you and it is affecting how you are showing up and it's blocking what you are trying to manifest. You know, if you are a person who may not be as organized as you would like and you just say, oh, I'm such a mess, I'm so disorganized, I never get things done. Those are all labels. Those are all generalizations. You are creating your concept of you. And that affects you as a manifester. That keeps you from being a super manifester. And I know you want to be a super manifester. I want to be a super manifester. I am a super manifester. And I've become one by letting go of these generalizations and understanding that generalizations are needed. Yes, we need to know how many Mexican Americans live in the United States. Yes, I remember having this conversation in class. It was in my bilingual education master level course that I was taking because at one point I wanted to be a bilingual ed teacher because I spoke Spanish. And I thought that as a Spanish speaker, I needed to give back to my community and show up as a teacher, even though I don't know that I had any actual deep desire. I think I had a desire to serve my community and it seemed like the right thing to do, right? So I'm in this bilingual education class and this professor asked, why do we have to have identifiers? And I assumed it was an open dialogue course. Apparently that was a rhetorical question. But I raised my hand and I said, because without labels, we do not know who is being marginalized. And you know, she didn't really say anything after that and kind of just kept going in whatever way her lesson plan was going. And then I felt very small because I raised my hand and I didn't have that validation at the time of her. Like, yeah, that's a great response. Again, another generalization that you need validation to know that your response was a good response. But I had a classmate later tell me, like, don't worry, like, she has her own issues. Like, you probably, she wasn't expecting anybody to answer and you probably, like, threw her off or whatever, right? And so labels are necessary. They're necessary evil, just like so many other things. They're necessary to find out who's being marginalized. But aside from that, you need to know that you have the power in deciding what generalizations you allow to be placed on you, what generalizations you accept to be true, and what generalizations you need to let go of because they are stopping you from manifesting what you want. And another way to say generalizations is beliefs. But generalizations and beliefs that they're, while they're similar, there's things that go beyond that, right? Like there are people on social media that make generalizations that people may not readily think like, oh, that's just a belief. You know, if someone who has influence says everybody that was born in 1990 has this general mindset, right? Whatever made up thing. You're going to be like, oh yeah, that's probably true, right? What it's literally a generalization. Literally, it's that person's belief. Everything that comes out of someone's mouth, including this whole episode, is a belief, right? And I'm making a generalization about generalizations. We have gone into a full circle here. So as I'm saying, to become a super manifester, start letting go of generalizations. Start letting go of labels that are limiting you. And if you want to keep labels, I'm not saying not to keep labels either. If there's a label that you feel empowered by, like super manifester, I'm empowered by super manifester. I'm going to keep that label. I'm a super manifester. You know, pick the labels that you feel empowering that are helping you manifest the things you want, that are helping you create the life you want, keep those. This episode is all about releasing those generalizations that are not helping you. And actually, I'm going to go over some money generalizations just to keep it simple and not go over everything. But a generalization is that money is the root of evil. Money is money. Money's not good. Money is not bad. Money just is. People can use money for good things. People can use money for bad things. It is just money. Doesn't matter who's using it. It is the person who's deciding on how they use it. Now, another generalization is that there's not enough money to go around. Generalization. There is plenty of money to go around. But if you believe that there's not plenty of money to go around, then you won't manifest more money. Another generalization can be, I should be grateful. Yes, gratitude is so important, but only if it's authentic gratitude, meaning that it's coming from the inside of you, like this feeling of like, I am so grateful for my family. I am so grateful that I woke up today. I'm so grateful that I have this time to do this. But if you are just reciting affirmations that don't align with you, that's not helpful. It actually is working against you, because while you are saying, I'm so grateful for my family, and the first thought that came to your mind was like, I hate them, that is blocking that whole momentum, that whole energy. So take some time to identify those generalizations that are blocking you from having the manifestations that you want. Those labels that are make you feel bad, that make you feel low vibration. You know, if you do have any mental health issues, diagnosed or just you believe you do, anxiety, depression, you can change those terms to say that I'm currently depressing. I'm currently anxious. This removes the power of saying, I have anxiety. I have depression. And the reason to use that, to use the I am depressing or I am feeling anxious, is because it gives you the power to know that it's temporary versus a label of a person who has depression. So begin doing the work in regards to deciding what labels are empowering you and what labels are not. You can do this over a couple of days. You can do it continuously. This is something that you will continue to work, because generalizations, like I said, are beliefs, but sometimes it's easier to identify a generalization than your own belief. So the other two things I want to cover is you are creating your own manifesting journey. So by identifying generalizations that you do want to partake in, that you are actively choosing, such as I can be a super manifester, right? That's a generalization that people can be a super manifester. It's a belief. If you want to take that on, then you can decide that. This is your manifesting journey. Maybe you're like, I actually don't like the word super manifester. I like super attractor. I'm a super attractor. Or I'm a dream weaver. Start creating a label for your manifesting power, manifesting journey. So that way, when you are working to create and lift your vibration, you know where that needs to be. It makes it easier to know that, hey, currently, I'm not at the vibration that my super manifester needs to be at. I'm not at the vibration of my super attractor self, my dream weaver, whatever label. Give yourself a label. I'd love to hear what you label your manifesting powers as. Just know that you are creating your own manifesting journey. You're creating your own life. And the way to do this is by letting go of generalizations that don't serve you and start pulling those that do. Start pulling those labels that are empowering you. Identify the ones that are not and do a journal entry on them. You know, I definitely need to be journaling on the whole Hispanic and Mexican American. I mean, and this is something that has been within me for some time. Like, this has been years and years and years of me coming to terms that why I do not like the label. I do not like the label of Mexican American because it means that I'm not just American. And I know that might sound like, well, yeah, because we're better, but, and I mean like not being a minority and not necessarily being Mexican. But I also see that putting the, and this is just my belief, this is just my generalization, so it's important for me to also say that this is my belief. If it doesn't jive with you, which I've often said in many, many different episodes, if whatever I say does not align with you, doesn't feel right to your intuition, then just, you know, throw it in the trash. Not a big deal. I'm here to help you figure out what works for you and what doesn't. That's the other thing I want you to get out of this episode. You decide what works for you and what doesn't. There might be something I share on here in this episode or a different episode that you're just like, that doesn't really work for me, or I really don't like that. And that's okay, because this is your manifesting journey. This is your journey to becoming a super manifester. You are creating that path, regardless of whatever else you've heard from anyone else, from any other manifesting guru. It's important for you to know that the power is within yourself.
I hate talking.
Do you love talking about any topic and are never frustrated during conversations? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if there are topics that you avoid, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know the definition of every word others use? I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you are curious about the definition and historical usage of words, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know about current events and other random topics? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you enjoy conversations on a variety of topics, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Listen to I Hate Talking wherever you get your podcasts.
Episodes drop every Thursday. Listen, like, and follow I Hate Talking today.
Not anybody else. No one else can give you the power to become a super manifester but yourself. And you start this by letting go of these beliefs, these generalizations, these labels that keep you small. So I'm going to touch back on this whole Mexican-American label. The only reason I don't like it is because it places us as other, it places me as not one with the U.S., as one that came from somewhere else, when in reality, like, actually, according to my DNA, plus most Mexican Americans and most people from other countries in the Americas are indigenous, right? Like, I have like 60% indigenous blood. What does that mean? I'm from here. I'm from the Americas. So why do I need to label myself as other? Besides the marginalization thing, okay, we need to know that. And without that, we just don't know who's being marginalized. But let me not digress into, you know, something that doesn't matter, pertain to this conversation. It disempowers people. To give people, and I say people, but I mean minority, to give minorities, to give women of color labels, it is saying other. Other than what? Well, we all know other than white, but it's important for you to know where these labels are coming from. You can decide what meaning they have. I mean, this goes back to, you know, non-binary and binary and all of those things. Like, they are taking the power of labels and deciding what they want to label themselves. And I will say, for the longest time, I didn't understand it. And not that I didn't understand the part of the labels, I just hadn't connected the dots of why someone would choose to be they and why they would choose, etc., right? Not connecting the dots that it's the same thing that I personally hate labels, because labels shrink you. Labels keep you in a box. Even the label of being a mom. It took me years, and I've been a mom for a while now, to really be okay with that label. And why? Because I had a conceptual image of what I believed that meant about me as a person. Not what I became as a mom, but what it meant about me. I have this thing where, you know, me and my husband are terrible about wearing our wedding rings, but when I am with my kids, and now that I am currently pregnant, I know that it bothers me if I think that people might perceive that I am an unwed person that's pregnant. Because sometimes I forget to put on my ring. I don't have my ring today. And I have been thinking about this, which is something I need to work on and think about. Why does it bother me? Why do I care? Why do I need people to know that I am married. Or sometimes I'll be walking around doing my walks here in this middle-class neighborhood. I will say I live in a middle-class neighborhood. And I will be like, I don't want these people to think that I'm just a housewife. I don't want these people to think I'm just a kept woman. Now, again, why does that matter? Because in my mind, I feel like it disempowers me. Because in my mind, I have been told, society has put the belief in my mind that if you are a housewife, you are a second-class citizen. If you are a person that is pregnant and unwed, you are a second-class citizen. Right? They are negative connotations, negative generalizations that I have within me that I need to process and I need to let go of. And the other part is, who cares what anyone thinks? And if somebody actually came and told me something about looking pregnant and unwed, there'd be explicit. There would not be. That person would just not be. Which is really funny because my podcast editor said that last episode was the first episode that she had actually heard me say a curse word, which wasn't really that big of a curse word. But I'm just like, really? 109 episodes? It took that long? Because when I get passionate about something, passionately angry, I guess I should say, oh, there will be curse words. But those are generalizations and beliefs that I have consumed, that society has placed on me, that are still present, that I don't realize are even there until the interaction happens, right? Until I'm walking down the street, minding my business, you know, doing my thing, and then the idea pops into my head. It's like, oh, I don't want anybody to think that I have somebody just taking care of me. What does it matter? It doesn't matter what people think. But here's the thing. No one said it to me. I said it to me. I said it to me. So that's why this matters. Because I'm making the generalization. I am making those statements. These statements, no one has said to me directly. Maybe someone said them along the lines, you know, maybe I see things. Statistics definitely says a lot of things as well. But I'm the person who has decided that generalization is a statement that I'm holding on to still. Statements that I need to let go of. I know, always a work in progress, even though I'm already a Superman imposter. Doesn't mean that I don't have generalizations I don't need to let go of. And we will let go of them as soon as we begin to recognize them for what they are. Remember, generalizations, labels are beliefs. Thoughts are beliefs, even if they are based on fact. So, key things to remember, you're creating your own manifesting journey. You are creating it by your generalizations, the labels you put on yourself, and your beliefs. It's time for you to decide which of those generalizations, beliefs, and labels you're ready to let go of, because they are not helping you manifest your desires and are keeping you from being a super manifester, a dream weaver, a super attractor. I need you guys to message me what you guys are going to call yourselves. I would love to hear it. DM me at Manifesting with Norma. And the other key things to remember is that you decide what works for you. You are creating your manifesting journey. You are the special sauce in your manifesting recipe. Connect with yourself. Meditation, yoga, journaling, you know, those are the top three. Thank you for listening today. And remember that you are on your own manifesting journey. And I want you to remember that you are a super manifester. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.